It's Tuesday, June the 3rd, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. The Finance Ministry has introduced a revised export levy rate on skins and hides, aiming to support the growth of the livestock industry and drive domestic industrialization. And according to the Ministry's spokesperson, Wilson Shikoto, the new rates are designed to improve market flexibility, increase producer revenue, and strengthen global competitiveness.
This is part of a strategic policy in reforming and strengthening the livestock sector and enhancing domestic industrialization. The revised rates, the raw skins and hides reduced to 10%, pickled skin reduced to 10%. The ministry aimed to improve the competitiveness of Namibian's livestock products in the regional and international market, in enhancing also market access and generate employment opportunities in rural and urban areas.
Airlines are forecast to post better financial results for this year, aided by a 13% drop in fuel costs and growing passenger and cargo volumes. Lyndon Burns from the Public and Media Relations Advisory for the International Air Transport Association notes that while trade tensions remain, the outlook is stronger than last year.
Although demand, revenues and profits are expected to increase this year, they'll do so more slowly than previously projected. Globally, demand for air cargo is expected to reach 0.7%. This year. It's a converse picture for Africa, where carriers have seen a 5.5% year-on-year fall in demand for cargo. Lower fuel prices are providing relief, but jet fuel still makes up 25% of airlines' input costs, and even more in Africa, where fuel is imported.
News on One's Herta Ekanjo, reporting for One Africa TV, says that the National Petroleum Corporation has confirmed the country is not ready for its own oil refinery. Current daily fuel consumption sits at just 25,000 barrels, far below the 100,000 plus needed for a refinery's viability.
NAMCO Public Relations Officer Paolo Kulo noted that according to available data, unless Namibia secures regional offtake agreements to boost demand, sustaining a refinery would not be economically viable.
We cannot sustain a refinery profitably yet unless we look at offtake agreements within the regional market. He says refineries could cost anywhere from 3 to 5 billion US to build, and Namibia still lacks a bit of infrastructure there, including pipelines and storage.
Continentally, a Malian court has postponed until Thursday a hearing to decide whether to place Barrick Mining's Loulou Gounkoto Gold Complex under provisional administration. According to the court registry and a lawyer involved, says Reuters, if approved, this move would mark a significant escalation in the ongoing dispute between Mali and the Canadian mining company following the suspension of operations in January over tax and ownership issues. Internationally, the UK is moving to war-fighting readiness, says Prime Minister Keir Starmer, as he announced the conclusions of a review into the role of the British military. It's the UK's first full analysis of the purpose of its armed forces since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Stuart Smith is our correspondent.
While calling Russia an immediate and pressing danger, China is described in the review as a sophisticated and persistent challenge to British interests, with North Korea and Iran called regional disruptors. The Prime Minister announced six new munitions factories to be built in the UK, a navy that uses drones as well as traditional assets to monitor the North Atlantic Ocean, and up to 12 new attack submarines as part of a partnership with the United States and Australia. But analysts expect more tax rises will be required to pay for it all. Stuart Smith, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.